Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Tis the season for pancake and sausage breakfast and for trivia contests. And you can't really say you're a trivia buff unless you go to Altrusa International's 11th annual trivia night. Yeah, they've been doing this for quite some time. And all the proceeds are donated to Quincy area organizations that support literacy. So we've got two lovely members of Altrusa here today, Jan Fritz and Denise Piercy. And we're going to start with Jan. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement in Altrusa, how long you've been a member, et cetera, whatever you want to share.
All right. Well, I've been a member at least 15 years. I'm currently the past president of the Altrusa Club here in Quincy.
So the new president can blame all the problems on you, right?
That's right.
Very good. Okay.
Exactly. And then I am a second vice governor of our district, which includes Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky.
Wow.
So we're really happy to be involved in that. I've been with working on the trivia night for the last couple of years. I've been on that committee, so we're really excited about having it the 11th year, and we're doing very well with it.
Okay, it is this Saturday night, March 4th. Denise Piercy, tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in Altrusa, and do you hold any highfalutin rank in the club?
I do not.
Wow.
This is only my second year of being in Altrusa.
Well, I noticed when you were carrying her train when she came
that
in,
is
I knew
true.
That, and you had her scepter and crown that you were handling.
I am just a peon in the Altrusa group, but I am enjoying it very much. I am on the fundraising committee, and so that's how I'm involved in the trivia night coming up Saturday night, and we're just really hoping for a good turnout and, like you said, making some money so we can put it back into the community.
Well, that is one thing Altrusa is known for, and a lot of people still say, Altrusa, I don't know what that is. Well, it's a service club, just like Rotary or Kiwanis or any other, but it's primarily geared towards professional women for their networking needs. And Jan, why don't you talk a little bit about that? And Denise, you chime in, because you obviously joined for a reason. So there must have been a great merit that you saw in joining the Altrusa Club rather than some other maybe service club. So Jan, tell us about Altrusa and its mission.
Altrusa's main mission is literacy. So we're very involved in doing things in the community that involve books, any type of reading and that. The grants we give to schools, daycares, different organizations are geared strictly towards literacy.
Getting books in the hands of children.
Exactly.
Getting readers. I know that you volunteer in classrooms to read to students, et cetera.
Yes.
And it's interesting because Altrusa is over 100 years old as a service club, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yes. In fact, we're celebrating the 100th year this year.
Okay.
We'll be in
Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Nashville with our international conference, and that's where it was founded. So
that's great.
We're really excited.
When you think about literacy 100 years ago, there were a lot of people who couldn't read and write. And, you know, education is the great equalizer. And so for women to move forward in any kind of professional capacity rather than other, you know, nothing wrong with being a housekeeper or a clerk or an attendant. Even a nurse requires advanced training, but a lot of women were stuck in kind of low-paying, dead-end jobs because they didn't have the literacy skills. So these professional women that were smart and had these literacy skills themselves reached down and brought everybody up. And it's not just for young girls, boys and girls. Everybody is on the literacy bandwagon that
yes.
you serve.
Yes. And in fact, now Quincy only has women in the group. But they do accept men, and we're just trying to get our first man because we think if we get the first one, you know, number two and number three may come a little bit easier. But we are open to men and women now, so anybody who would be interested in literacy, we also have other projects like our coat drive, and I think that's what maybe Denise
is that how you got involved, Denise, through the coat drive?
It's one of the ways, yes, that one of the things that we spend our money for is to launder coats that are donated coats. We have a huge, huge coat drive in the fall. I don't know how many hundreds of coats we gave away just this last October or November. Mm-hmm. And so we receive donated coats, new coats, of course, we don't have to wash. But if someone donates a used coat, then we do launder that. And it takes quite a little bit of money to wash
dry clean,
coat.
Dry clean, launder.
Yes.
And you also do repairs, like you'll sew a button back on or repair a minor tear. I know that when my father died and when my mother passed away, we were able to gift many of those coats. I think my mother must have had a coat for every day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was able to dispose of them through Altrusa, and they went to good homes. And I know you're always looking for children's coats especially. Those are a little harder to find because kids wear those darn things out usually.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to get a good hand-me-down coat unless a kid had a growth spurt that was totally unexpected. Or like a year like this year, they've hardly used their winter coats.
Yes.
So if you've got a winter coat and you find out in the fall that winter coat no longer fits that kid, be sure to donate it to the Altrusa Coat Drive. But more about that closer to that date. But just keep in the back of your mind, what am I going to do with these winter coats, these winter hats, mittens, et cetera, for children and adults? Altrusa has a wonderful way to distribute them. The 11th Annual Trivia Night is going to be March 4th. It's at the Knights of Columbus Hall, which is out on 700 South 36th Street in Quincy. The doors open at 5:30. The trivia begins at 7. And any time you have a 90-minute pre-trivia, there must be some socialization and stuff going on. So do you bring your own drinks and bring your own snacks to this, or are they provided for you?
We will have drinks for purchase out there, so please do not bring those.
Don't bring alcohol.
Do not bring any
soda pop.
Don't bring any kind of drinks, but bring food. The tables are full of food that people bring. You can share with your own table, and some people just bring snacks. Some people bring a smorgasbord of food that they share with their team. It's quite a social activity. The trivia questions are fun. I like to choose my team members that were not the most intelligent ones in the bunch, but we just have a wonderful time. In addition, in the 90 minutes prior, we have baskets that you can
auction.
Raffle baskets. We have many donated items that can be used for those types of things. It's just it's just a fun evening.
Okay. This evening is going to be March 4th at the Knights of Columbus Hall. How much does it cost to get in? $100 for a team and 8 players maximum, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and 16 and older only, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So you talked about the kinds of questions. Now, you can't give it away, but is it 10 rounds with 10 questions each, or what's the format? That's usually typical. Is that what it is, 10 rounds, 10 questions each?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay. So general knowledge, or is it more like Jeopardy, or is it more like chutes and ladders?
Well, we have different categories. It's not all just one.
What's your favorite color? Blue. No, red.
Okay. We do have something, a 60s category.
Okay.
So we do that. We always have a sports.
Okay.
So we have that. I haven't finished. Actually, I'm doing the questions.
Really?
I have not.
So you can be influenced.
Well, I've been offered things, and I said, I can't do that. So I'm working on one still that is a Quincy trivia. So
okay.
I don't have enough questions for that, but I will find them before Saturday
night. You leave
night.
Here, you walk across the street to the Historical Society, and trust me, you won't just have 10 questions, you'll have 1,000 questions. Just tell Rob Mellon to give you his top 5, and then you know you can walk away. So it's a great night of fun, and what's the big number one prize? Just the joy of winning, or is there money involved?
You get your price or the
entry fee
back.
So the top prize is $100, so you break even.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have a fun night, and it doesn't cost you anything.
It doesn't cost you a dime.
Second prize is $50, so it's half of your prize money.
And there's also a 50-50 drawing, so you've got, you know, chance of just buy some tickets there, and you got a chance of making some money on that.
Yes. And this year, by a suggestion of one of the attendees from last year, they said it'd be good if you had 2 drawings, like do it. So we're going to do the first 50-50 for the first 5 rounds, And then we're going to do the second 50, the last half.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
The more chances you can get money and extrapolate money from people's pockets, the better it is for the Altarusa Club.
It is.
And so they're probably, how many tables can you have? Because the Knights of Columbus is big. So, I mean, have you ever reached capacity? Do people need to get registered, or can they show up that night at the door?
Actually, they can go ahead and sign up at the door.
Okay.
We would prefer knowing ahead of time because we have had to take tables down before just to make...
Give us more space.
Give us more space,
yeah,
between. The way we set it up, we could have 40. We have never had that many yet.
Okay. And some of them get so crowded, it ceases to be fun because you can't hear and people imbibe and then they get loud and... You know, so
yes, it is.
But this is basically the recreational trivia, not the hardcore cutthroat trivia.
It's the people that want to have fun.
Okay. So dolts are allowed in. Just but I tell you what, you never know who the most valuable player is going to be. True story. Served on a trivia committee. I was kind of drafted by some of my friends because I was supposedly so smart. You know, blah blah blah. Well, we tied for first place, and then we had a tiebreaker, and one of the gentlemen at the table had not answered a single question all night. All he did was drink. He didn't answer a single question all night, but guess what? He knew the answer to the tiebreaker question.
Wow.
So we became the champions because of his one answer that he
never
knew.
Know.
So you just never know, folks, how you can contribute, because, again, the best way to put a trivia team together is, best way is friends that have a good time together. But if you can also get some people that know sports or know movies or know the 60s or Quincy history, you're going to have a little bit better chance because you'll have a variety of options open to you. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And, folks, it's $100 and it goes to a great cause, and that is Altarusa International. Let's talk a little bit. We've talked about the coat drive. You give away coats. New and gently used coats to children and to some adults just before the winter sets in. You've talked a little bit about literacy. It costs a lot of money to buy books and distribute books. So let's talk about what are some detailed projects that you've been able to do with literacy. I know when I was an Altarusa member, we went into the classroom and we read to kids and stuff like that. Do you still do that? I know a lot of service clubs do that.
Yes, we still do that. Not as much as we did before, but we still do that. We also have different projects. We were involved with the health department. They have books to give away at the health department when kids come in, and we shared many books with them, both used and new books.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to give a lot of books to them over the years. And just different things like that. And we've been approached by somebody that we're going to bring it before the whole group to see if they'd be interested in it. It also has to do with distributing books. So.
Well, you can get those books in the hands of kids, and of course there's an unlimited supply down there at the Quincy Public Library if you want to go down. And Secondhand Prose has a lot of used books. I went to the Salvation Army thrift store and to the Goodwill thrift store one day and bought up about every book they had for kids of a certain age level that I was trying to reach, and I think the whole kit and caboodle cost me $5 or $6, and I got dozens of books.
Yes.
So it's just amazing. If you get the books in the hands of kids, the distributing them, like the health department's trying, the schools are trying, Altarusa's trying. If we get this, I know the United Way will be my guest tomorrow. They're very interested in this reading initiative because if you can read, you can do everything.
And, Mary, along with the coat drive this year, then we also had books available that for every child that got a coat, they got a book also.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's really important that kids have those books and that they read them and pass them around, and it's nice to have your own book. So that's something special. Well, have we missed anything that I wasn't smart enough to ask? When do you meet, and how can we join your fabulous group?
We meet on the first Thursday at noon, and then we meet on the third Thursday. It's an evening meeting. We meet at the Christian Church on 14th and
May.
Yes. And so we'd love to have anybody that would be interested. You can come and join us and see what we're all about. The one thing I did want to add was the money from this trivia night does go to literacy, but we put grants out. That's what we've done for the last several years. And that's what we're doing again this year. The grant requests have gone out to the schools. So teachers can write in, various groups can write in if you're doing literacy, because it's not just teachers. We've had other people that have done things with kids that have written our grant. So
if you have a project that you want to explore in the classroom or at your community center or with the Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts or whatever, the idea is to improve children's reading skills and get actual books in their hands. Nothing like having your own book. Kids
That's
need
right.
their own library at
Very
home.
Very true.
And, you know, I often am amazed. Of course, I sit on the Mary Weems Barton Library Foundation, so we have one of the most beautiful children's libraries. The Charles and Nancy Schultz Children's Library is just phenomenal. But there's still a lot of kids that have never been in there because they don't have anybody to take them. So I would urge everyone to take your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to the library and get them exposed to all the activities there in the children's department and get them to love reading, because if you can read, you can do everything.
That's true.
Very
that
true.
Is so true. Well, good luck, Grand Pooh Bah, as you head. You're the in charge of the second number of vices, Jan Fritz is. And you'll be at the national convention then in Nashville, I
yes,
guess.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
In fact, Denise is going too.
Denise,
so
good. Yeah. You youngster, yeah. just jump on
That's
in there.
Right.
Just jump on in there. Nashville's a pretty good place to have a party.
Yes.
You're going to be at the Grand Ole Opry and all that other stuff? You're going to be at
They
Opry
are
Land?
Taking a group there, yes. Mm-hmm. And we'll do lots of touring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a good town.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good
yes.
town to have a lot of fun in. Well, good luck with all your adventures. And, folks, you're not doing anything Saturday night. Why not head out to the Knights of Columbus in Quincy? The doors open at 5:30. The trivia night begins at 7. It's only $100 for a table up to 8. Hey, if you've only got 6, who cares? As long as they're smart, who needs those other 2 people? And, you know, if a bunch of people show up and they don't have partners, we'll put them together in a table of 8. There's really nothing that can't be accomplished. It's $100. You buy your beer and your soda there, so don't bring your own liquid. But they'll have food there, and also there'll be door prizes, raffle baskets, and a 50-50 drawing. And best of all, it helps the children right here in the Quincy area through Altruisa. How many members do you have now?
We have 20.
Okay, and how yeah. can they get in touch with somebody to join? Because we know it's the first Thursday at noon and the third Thursday in the evening, so how can we get in touch?
We do have a website.
Good.
Also on the Trivia Night form is my telephone number, and it's 217-242-4022, and I'd be glad to talk to anybody about our club also.
Okay, so go to the Altruisa website. Or you can email altruisatrivianight@hotmail.com. Altruisa is Altrusa, altruisatrivianight@hotmail.com. Or call 242-4022. We'll see you Saturday night, March 4th, at the Knights of Columbus. Thank you so much, ladies. Always good to see
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Please
Mary.
Come back for the coat drive.
We'll do.
I will.
All right.
I keep finding more. If I could get my husband to donate all the coats that I don't think he needs, he wouldn't have to have a coat drive again for 5 years. Okay, but good luck with that. Because, oh, that jacket? Oh, yeah, I had that jacket since high school. I need mm-hmm. to keep
need
that
it.
Jacket.
That's
yeah,
right.
absolutely. Oh, that jacket. Well, that's my hunting jacket. Do you know there's hunting jackets for turkeys and fish and deer and possum? Everybody has a different kind of camo. It's got one for when it's snow on the ground, when the leaves are still in the bushes, when the leaves are falling off the ground, for every species. I didn't know. I thought you just went out and tried to hunt down something and catch it. But no, if you don't have on from head to toe the right kind of camo,
you're not
going to
get anything.
Might as well not even try.